Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priests and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is healing this leper. This leper, of course, he just wants to give thanks to him. But Jesus reminds him, do the first thing first. Go to the priest and get him a certificate that he's healed, that he's part of the community. Otherwise, this leper may forget what he was before, and he could be accused by the other people that he is still a leper. You see, Jesus now is to the root. He is not healing this man superficially, but giving all the chance to meet other people without being accused by other people. You can imagine, Jesus now is so detailed. He is not just giving us the healing. He can give us the chance to make our life more life. You thank the Lord that He's given all the opportunities that we might forget what to do. But Jesus really careful of our need. It's so true. Before we ask, He knows what you want. But still we have to ask. That's what the experience, the exchange of words with Jesus and Sister Faustina. Because Jesus one day, He asked Faustina, "Faustina, you don't have anything asked of me." Then Faustina said, "No, Lord, you know everything. What I have to ask?" Jesus says, "No, I know is what I know, but you ask what you ask." It's so true. We have our responsibility. Except, for example, these days when people cannot attend masses. Some may say, "Oh, thank God, we don't have to go to mass." But for some, they have a deeper meaning of this abstinence from mass. I really need to get close to Jesus through the mass because I can receive Holy Communion. Many times you may take for granted, to attend mass or not to attend mass, but are not serious. But for some, it's an occasion for their real conversion, that they lead to love the Lord with heart, not just with with opportunities or just a kind of easiness. Many people got the grace because they don't have the chances to attend Mass, and they really find the need from the heart to be close to Jesus. So thank the Lord that God has opened all the opportunities, but also opened all the ways that we have to follow Him. Also we have strength. We have our trust in His help. God is love. He loves us immensely.